Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're heading straight to the heart of Southeast Asia. We're landing in Phuket, Thailand. But this isn't your standard travel guide. We're going deep, really deep into the world of ultra-luxury living, what defines it, and what's driving the investment there.
Right.
And to really get inside this market, we have, I think, the perfect source. Our material today comes directly from Ocean Worldwide.
Ah, yes.
They're a high-end luxury real estate agency, and they've been on the ground in Phuket since, what, 2004? So this gives us a real insider's view.
That's the key, isn't it? That specialized viewpoint. I mean, their director, Sandra O'Neill, has spent decades helping literally thousands of families and investors.
Wow.
So what we get from this isn't just marketing fluff. It's a really focused insider perspective on what they call, and I love this phrase, the pinnacle of opulence.
The pinnacle of opulence. Okay, so that's our mission today. We're going to unpack that. We're moving beyond just fancy to understand the actual experience and the real value here.
And the source really breaks it down into five core ideas.
Yeah.
First is the living space itself, just unmatched opulence, private pools, all of that.
Oh.
Second, those breathtaking views you imagine, the ocean, the tropical landscapes. Third is the whole service side of things, like private chefs and concierges.
The human element.
Exactly. Fourth, these incredible dining and spa experiences. And finally, the thing that underpins it all, total seclusion and a personalized butler service.
All right, let's get into it. And I think we have to start with the physical space, right? The architecture that kind of sets the stage for everything else.
It really does. And it starts with a core philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Ocean Worldwide is very clear that these aren't just holiday homes. They're designed as private sanctuaries.
Sanctuaries. I like that.
Yeah. And the challenge for the architect is to blend that ultimate comfort seamlessly with the tropical surroundings.
And they achieve that blend with just sheer scale. This is where I think the perspective really shifts. It's not just about nice furniture.
Mm. No, not at all. It's about generous proportions, you know, thoughtful design. We're talking about villas measured in hundreds of square meters. It's all about openness.
Can you give us an example? Like, what are we actually talking about here?
Sure. The source points to this one remarkable four-bedroom penthouse. It spans 532 square meters.
Wait, 532?
532. It has a rooftop terrace, partial sea views. I mean, to put that in perspective, that's bigger than an entire floor of some city apartment buildings.
That's incredible. And that size is intentional, right? It's part of the promise.
It is. It guarantees distance. Distance between rooms, distance from staff, distance from anyone else. It's a foundation of that promise of privacy.
What I find fascinating, though, isn't just the size, but this intentional indoor-outdoor flow they talk about.
Oh, absolutely. It's not a house with a pool out back. The designs have these massive glass doors that, you know, open up entire walls.
So the living room just becomes part of the terrace.
Exactly. The living space, the gardens, the private infinity pool, it all becomes one single environment. It kind of creates a frameless picture of the world outside.
And that picture is always centered on the view.
Always. The view is a non-negotiable asset. These estates are deliberately positioned, often on cliff sides, to capture the most incredible panoramas.
So you're looking out over the Andaman Sea or these lush green hillsides.
And the source has a great line for it. They call the vista a living, breathing masterpiece. It's not a bonus feature. It's a core part of the investment.
Okay, so the architecture creates the sanctuary. But the next layer is ensuring you never have to lift a finger. This brings us to the service, and this is where it gets really interesting for me.
This is where the magic happens. Let's start with the food, the personalized culinary journeys.
Right. This is way beyond room service.
Way beyond. You have a private chef on call, and they're trained in everything from authentic Thai food to sophisticated European dishes. But the key is the logistics.
What do you mean?
They're not working from a set hotel menu. The chef sources the freshest local ingredients every single day based on what you feel like eating. All in your villa.
And someone has to manage all of this. That's the concierge, I assume.
That's the dedicated concierge. They are the operational heart of the whole thing. They handle the impossible dinner reservations, the private boat trips.
It's more than just booking things, isn't it?
It is. It's about anticipating needs. They learn your patterns, so they're making suggestions or solving problems before you even know you have them.
That anticipation, that feels like the real definition of luxury.
It's the leap from high-end to true ultra-luxury. And you see it most clearly with the personalized butler service. Butlers are available 24/7 if you want them.
But the key must be discretion.
Total discretion. Their job is to use their deep local knowledge for everything. villa upkeep, dining, booking activities, all while being practically invisible. Your peace is never disturbed.
But that raises a question for me. You have butlers, chefs, concierges. How do you maintain that feeling of absolute privacy with staff constantly around?
That's a great question. And the source makes it clear the architecture actually helps. Staff often use discrete service entrances, separate stairways.
Ah, so it's built in.
It's built in from the ground up. There's a separation between your sanctuary and the operational side of things. The seamlessness is the service.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's move from service to self-care. The idea of wellness in these places seems to go way beyond just having a gym and a spa.
That's a completely different philosophy. The material talks about a holistic reset, not just a quick massage. They offer these curated wellness programs that focus on mindfulness, stress reduction.
So it's less of a vacation and more of a structured chance to decompress.
Precisely. It's about creating an environment where you can genuinely switch off from the constant hustle of modern life.
And they seem to lean into traditional healing practices, too.
They do. They mention therapies rooted in Ayurvedic principles or traditional Chinese medicine, but they're adapted for this modern, luxurious context. Often the villas have their own dedicated, spa-quality treatment rooms built right in.
And I saw something about a really unique local treatment.
Yes. The Andaman Sea Pearl Treatments. This is really special.
What is that exactly?
They use pearl-infused body scrubs and facials. Mm. And it's not just for show. It's based on local remedies that are said to have these rejuvenating, age-defying properties. It has a bit of local magic.
It sounds like the environment itself is part of the therapy, and I see they connect this all back to the dining experience as well.
Absolutely. Dining is never just a meal. It's an exclusive event. Think about dinner right at the water's edge, with fresh seafood and traditional recipes given a modern, healthy twist.
Or the rooftop lounges.
Or the sophisticated rooftop lounges with those panoramic ocean views. It's perfect for a glamorous, but still very peaceful pre-dinner ritual. It's all integrated.
Now, luxury isn't always about being locked away. Part of the value is having curated access to the world outside the gates. So what happens when you decide to leave the villa?
That access is a critical part of the experience. The source highly recommends exploring Phuket's historic old town.
What's that like?
It's just beautiful. You see all this incredible Sino-Portuguese architecture, these colorful old shop houses. It's a vital cultural counterpoint to the seclusion of the estate.
And then there are the markets.
Oh, the vibrant local markets. For this kind of traveler, going to a night market isn't just shopping. It's a real cultural immersion. You sample tropical fruits, authentic street food, and your butler or guide makes it all effortless.
Okay, let's talk about the water. What about marine adventures?
The options are completely bespoke. You have things like stand-up paddleboarding, kayaking, jet skiing. But the key is that it's often arranged from a private beach or an exclusive dock. Minimal public interaction.
But the real prize has to be the island hopping.
Without a doubt. Your concierge charters a private speedboat or yacht to places like the Phi or Similan Islands, which are world famous for diving.
And you have total control.
Total control. They can arrange a picnic on a completely deserted beach on your schedule. That's the luxury.
And of course, there's the sunset cruise.
It's almost mandatory. But again, this isn't some crowded tourist boat. We're talking about a beautifully appointed yacht, canapes, cocktails, watching the sky just explode with color. It's that simple, profound luxury engineered to be perfect.
Which brings us to the final section, kind of pulling it all together.
Yeah.
The essence of exclusivity and some practical advice for you, the learner.
Right. And Ocean Worldwide is clear here. This exclusivity is not an accident. It's a deliberate business choice. They limit the number of private pool villas to maximize that feeling of seclusion.
So uninterrupted privacy is the core value proposition. You're basically buying distance and discretion.
That's the investment, yes.
Okay, so let's get practical. For you listening, if you're actually considering this, either for a stay or an investment, what's the key advice from the source?
Timing is everything. The main advice is to aim for the dry season. So that's November through April.
Why then specifically?
You get those perfect sunny days, low humidity, and this is critical, calmer seas. It makes all the boat trips and water activities much more enjoyable and safe. The green season, May to October, is cheaper, but it's much wetter, and the seas can be rough.
And how do you go about booking one of these places?
There are a few ways. You can go directly through the Villa Zone website, use a reputable online luxury travel agency, or, and this is probably the best option for a truly tailored experience, work with a specialist luxury travel agent. They have the insider connections.
And a final word on safety.
Phuket is generally very safe, but, you know, standard awareness is always smart. The source really emphasizes that your concierge is your single point of contact for any local concerns. Transportation, recommendations, any issues, they are your security blanket.
So when you put it all together, what does it all mean? It seems the ultra-luxury market in Phuket is this very specific blend of total privacy, a service that's built on discretion, and then this effortless access to culture and adventure.
It's an experience where every detail is anticipated, not just requested.
Right.
And from an investment angle, you're not just buying property. You're buying an engineered sanctuary. It's about purchasing profound peace and a guarantee of frictionless, memorable experiences. That's what sets it apart.
This incredible deep dive into the pinnacle of opulence was sourced from Ocean Worldwide. They've been the experts in luxury real estate in Phuket since 2004, helping thousands of families and savvy investors. So if you are thinking about this level of luxury in Phuket, they are the people to talk to.
And you can start exploring the amazing options available right now. Just visit oceanwwp.com.
And we'll leave you with a final thought to chew on. Considering this incredibly high level of dedicated service we've talked about, private chefs, 24/7 butlers, what is the single most essential element that truly separates ultra-luxury from just standard high-end travel? Is it the architecture, the view, or is it, fundamentally, the value of anticipation, the idea that your needs are met before you even know you have them? We'll let you think on that. Until next time, keep digging deeper.